This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Going to be May very soon. It's going to be May.
BJ and Jamie here. You can get us on the Odyssey app. That's the podcast that is. Not only us,
really,
but the Slacker Show, too. You can get the Slacker Show there, too.
I don't know why.
Why am I irritating you today? You're irritating me.
I know. We're even. No, I agree. I am.
Okay.
Because Shingles doesn't care. I mean, that's super irritating, right? Because I keep saying that to you.
Every
5 minutes, Shingles doesn't care. Yeah. But you just assume if somebody has a medical emergency that they're drunk.
No, I don't. I look at the situation, and I got to tell you, I've got pretty good gut instincts when it comes to stuff like this.
Really?
When it comes to stories that I see, then I step back and I think, wait a minute, sounds a little fishy to me.
Well, nobody's mentioned that he had alcohol along the courtside.
Well, I'm going to.
I didn't see a cup.
He was drinking earlier, they said. Yeah, yeah.
I saw that in the report that he had a cocktail or two. I never saw that.
Listen. You're at a basketball game. This is Tracy Morgan. A couple of nights ago, he's at a Knicks game, Madison Square Garden. They have to stop the game because he puked all over the floor. All right. He's saying that he had food poisoning, all right? And he ended up down at the hospital. And if you saw that video from the hospital, he didn't look like a guy that was just getting over food poisoning. He looked very happy, joked about, hey, I think I'll go to every Knicks game now, then throw up, making all these jokes. I'm telling you right now, the guy had drinks before the game. He had drinks during the game. He drank a little too much.
I don't think that's fair. I think he had food poisoning. I don't think it's fair to like point and say, he was drunk as hell. Because he wasn't. I mean, I don't think he was, because nobody talked about him stumbling, right? Nobody said he stumbled to his chairs. Did anybody hear that story? I didn't. That he was obnoxious out in the halls or at the bathroom. Did anybody hear that story? I didn't. Nope. Didn't hear any of that.
I will say this, though.
Uh-oh.
In VJ's defense.
Thank you, Carson.
If you watch the video, he doesn't really have a lot of emotion. He's just straight vomiting on the court.
Because you're trying to hold it in when you have even drunk or food poisoning. You're so sick, you're like, oh my God, I think I'm getting sick.
Yeah, but hold on. But I mean, I'm just speaking from personal experience. I've been that drunk before where I'm not proud of it. But you in know, college, I would get like, you would get, I mean, we would
you
get
mean
drunk.
Yesterday?
No, but sometimes he seemed to me that he was in that state of like zombified.
Yeah.
He was just a zombie.
He sure was.
And then if someone's like that and they puke, they just puke. They don't. There's no like
okay,
reaction.
But
there's
I'm
no,
not
like
this. I'm not excited. If I have food poisoning, I'm not excited. Like, I'm going to be zombified because I'm concentrating on not throwing up, no matter which way it is, drunk or food poisoning. I'm just like, oh God. You know how you have to like hold on to something? Like, I think I'm, because I've done it here before when I've been, you know, nauseated,
yeah,
right, from the shot.
I've been
like, oh my God, you guys, I literally think I'm going to throw up, right? And what do? I just kind of stare in space and try to concentrate not to do it.
What's it take to convince you? You just heard from an expert.
Well, that is true.
Okay, you just heard
I should back down.
From a throwing up,
you're right,
drinking
yeah
expert.
Okay, you're
and
all,
you still.
You know what? I think it was just because you're past that you put it on people, BJ.
Yes, I did.
But now, currently, we have a current one. And so, you know what? I apologize. I'm wrong. And you are right.
I'm just saying, he was staring off.
We have proof now.
He was staring off into the distance, and he knew.
Expert. You know how on these talk shows, they go to the experts.
Yeah,
these panels.
Yeah.
They bring in the experts. Carson's an expert when it comes to puking.
It came out like a river, and there was no, I mean, he didn't even try and stop it. It was just fell out.
He was drunk.
It just fell out.
It just fell out of his mouth. It was just came out easy.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
I'm going with you guys. I apologize.
An expert.
We have an expert. And so, you know, it's just like the internet. When an expert talks, you got to listen.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Jamie has just informed us here in the studio that this year,
this summer,
2025, mm-hmm. the summer
yeah.
of 2025 mm-hmm. is going to be bikini summer.
I have put that on me. It's not a lie. I put the challenge on myself.
Chanel, did you hear this?
Bikini summer?
Bikini summer.
Woo, yeah. Buddy. That this year I'm going to have a good enough set of abs, right?
Okay.
All right. I mean, let's face it, I've been soft for a while, okay? And then, like, bikinis have not been my forte.
Yeah.
Right? I'm more swim dress.
I got you. Moo-moo.
The moo-moo. And so I'm like, okay, this is the year since I've been on that semi-glutide. I lost all that weight and stuff. This is my year to, like, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to get a good enough rack in my stomachs. You know, like
yeah,
that. I call it a rack.
Your yeah. stomach.
Yeah.
You know,
the
six-pack.
The line.
Six-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even care if I have to get that stencil that you put on there and spray paint it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. As long as you can pull it off, it doesn't matter if it's stenciled.
Or even that t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah, but that's my goal. This is because we're only in March and I have enough time.
You said it out loud, so now it's real.
I know. And you saw me just now working out.
Yeah, you're doing wall yoga.
I am.
Wall-to-wall yoga.
And you get so mad when I ask you to join me.
I don't like that because I'm a married man.
But yeah, we're just standing up.
I don't want to get caught on camera. We have cameras in here. Having yoga with a woman?
You can stand at that wall.
I'd have some explaining to do.
Really?
I'm up here doing downward dog with Jamie.
What about happy baby?
No, happy baby.
Wait, let me show you what happy baby is.
Oh, no! Oh, my baby's not going to be happy now. That's happy baby.
Uh-huh.
No, happy, happy, happy. Holy moly. Holy moly. All right. I don't know what the hell we're doing.
I'm so thrown off by that.
God. Jeez. Tabloid Trash is next. That's it.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Really? Really? Bikini summer.
Wait, what are the chances that this just happened?
Folks.
It's the universe.
A box of cookies just arrived.
We're not even kidding.
Right here at the brink of
pictures.
Bikini summer.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
From Crave.
Who is it?
Crave cookies without limits. They're like psychotic cookies.
Oh, they look good.
They have like, they look like little cakes. Oh. They have so much stuff on them. They look good.
I guess Crave. We can take a picture.
Yeah, it's called Crave Cookies Without Limits. And right before I say I'm going to wear a bikini, they show up. So that's
all right. Maybe we do Bikini Summer in 2026.
Yeah, maybe that's my year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that idea. So I was looking up the Tracy Morgan story.
Yeah.
And he says, he told an interview. Wait, let me see if I still have it. It says he said that he got sober because he really felt, well, let me just find it. He said that he felt like he was ruining his career. It says blah blah blah. He said, "I'm lucky that I didn't go to jail. I got two DUIs in the same year. I was an alcoholic." He said, "I was ruining my life and my career, and I have diabetes. I'm lucky I didn't lose my legs." And he said, "And then all of a sudden, I would just go blank in the middle of, you know, that 30 Rock show or whatever." Yeah. And so he said, "That's why I got sober. I wanted to get my family back." And I didn't want them to see me like that. And so I've been sober for 30 years. So.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Well, he was arrested with that DUI. And that was in 2005. Mm-hmm. So that's only, that's 20 years. So the 30 doesn't even add up.
Whoa.
Yep. So there's a lot of discrepancies here. And then I guess in 2009 that he said he was trying to staying sober for his kids. And at that point he mentioned he had been sober for a year. So, it kind of floats. So, I don't know. And if he is, you know, great.
Good for him,
awesome for him, okay? I'm just saying the timeline. Something doesn't add up.
Huh. I don't know. He was on the Today Show talking about it, so I don't know. Anyway, but then again, we have that expert in here, so.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to chime in because he's investigating right now. He is the expert.
I'm just saying the video. I think it's undeniable.
So it wasn't chunky enough for food poisoning? It was just watery?
It was pretty watery. Especially when you looked at it at the court. There wasn't that many chunks in there.
So we're analyzing the chunk consistency?
Yeah.
If you got a lot of drinks, you got a lot of fluid in your system.
Oh, my God. I want to talk about strawberries. This is redonkulous, you guys. There is the world's most expensive strawberry. And TikTok has made it go crazy. I guess there's this Japanese strawberry. It looks just like our strawberries. Wherever our strawberries come from, right? Who knows anymore?
Yeah.
But I guess it is the juiciest, most amazing strawberry on the planet. And it's $20 a berry. And people, it's huge, though. I thought it wasn't that big. It is pretty big. And it comes in a little glass case.
Yeah.
And it's $20. It's big. And they say it's the juiciest, most amazing strawberry you've ever had in your life. It's like the ones that we get that have fertilizer used on them.
Yeah.
Have you ever got those gigantic strawberries in a pack and you're like, this one doesn't seem
There's like five of them
in
there.
Yeah. You're like, meh. Anyway, so here's what one guy had to say about it.
Okay, this is the $19 strawberry from Irwan by Eli Amai. So we're going to try this out. Cheers. That's super sweet. Makes our American ones suck. In fact, good. Try it. It's from Kyoto, Japan, so make sure you try these out. Would you pay $19 for this?
So there you go, $19 for one strawberry.
I think if you really, really love strawberries, you would really want to try this out, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge strawberry guy, so I wouldn't pay that for it. But if you really liked them, I could see you paying that.
Yeah, I mean, it does. The presentation's pretty.
What is it about Japan, man? They seem to put out food that's very expensive, but supposed to be like the best in the world.
I know, aren't they?
I mean, like the Wagyu beef and stuff
they
put out. I mean, that stuff's like $800 a pound.
Dude, and so I had Wagyu.
Did you like it?
Well, I cooked it. Well, so I got a little like burner thing in front of me, you know, like, I don't know, like a hot rock they put in front of me.
Yeah.
It was at Nobu. And they give you like this hot rock that you cook it on. But all that veining of fat was kind of grossing me out. So it's like I cooked it so long it was Spam. It was curling up.
Yeah.
It was literally just, rubber at that point.
Because, it is so marbled with fat. And you're like, why is this a thing?
It's so good, though.
I'm a fat fan when it comes to beef. I like fat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
It was fine.
It's the flavor.
It's expensive.
Yeah. It's really expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I ate it.
It's like $800 a pound, I saw.
Yeah.
Well, they give you I bought it by the ounce. Like, they gave us four little slices of it just to try it or whatever. We want the, we don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. No, it's expensive.
It is expensive. So, but it tasted like Spam to me. In fact, I like Spam better than Wagyu.
What?
But I'm like, listen.
Everyone's different, Shmadil.
As snotty as I am about like shoes and stuff like that and cars and stuff, I'm not like a refined foodie. Like, I remember somebody gave me Opus One once, and I said, like, that tastes like any kind of wine. And they're like, it's Opus One. And I was like, it tastes like Kendall Jackson. Oh, my God. I thought they were going
to
die.
Well, you have to be a connoisseur to understand it, to really have the taste buds for it. I mean, it takes a lot of work, a lot of drinking. But I can't tell either. I wouldn't be able to tell either. But back to the Wagyu stuff. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I lost my thought there.
Well, but on Emirates, you can have different kinds of caviar, right, on the flight. And I don't know. They brought it to me, and I was like, okay, this is my only time to try it for free, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat that.
There's caviar no way. There's no way I could try it. No
it's been so long since I've had Spam. I can't remember what it tastes like.
It tastes like Wagyu beef.
No, it doesn't.
It really does. I swear it did.
It tastes like Wagyu.
I think because of the picture in my head, it was like that square cut, like, pink stuff that your mom fried up for you.
Yeah.
We ate Spam all the time. We cut it up in those things, and my mom fried it.
We used to have it, too, but I can't remember what it tastes like.
Yeah. Anyway.
Been too long.
So that's one thing. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys, I just got a text. I meant to look it up, and I guess there's a big powwow going on this weekend. Is that right? I thought they were having basketball games. I'll have to look at it. Have you ever been to a powwow?
It's a different place.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Yeah, that's a different location.
Have you ever been to a powwow?
No.
Dude, you have got to take your son. I remember when I was little, my dad always took me to different ones.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating.
What do you do at a powwow?
Well, we just observe because we're not Native Americans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you're little, you know, nobody cares if you dance as a white kid, right? Yeah. And so I don't know. It was just so moving. I can remember it, like, distinctively being a little kid and just being in awe of all the colors and all the drum circles and everything. It was really amazing.
I didn't know we had them.
Powwows?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Aren't you Native American?
I am, but I didn't know they come to town, and they didn't call me.
It's a drug and alcohol-free event, and it's going to be at, where's it going to be?
Denver Coliseum.
Okay, so take your kid. I'm not even kidding. It's some of my best memories.
It would be worth going to.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
I mean, it just like it fills you up, but like fills your
spirit. Yeah, see, I assumed when I saw that, I assumed that it was just a gathering like a convention. You're either invited to it or you're not. I didn't realize it was for the public.
Yeah, like it's a whole thing. And you, I don't know, you just get into it. You're like, man, I want to be Native American.
I'll bring my drum.
Well, I don't.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are. Yeah,
I'm part Native American. I got my headdress at home. I'll just pack it all up and go.
I thought you were a part of the Fakawi Indians.
No, Cherokee. And I know what you're doing. You're trying to make fun of our tribe.
It's when they get lost.
I got you.
I better end this. There you go, tablet trash.
You didn't end it soon enough.
Sorry.
I'll see you at the powwow.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll be there. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Wednesday. It's going to be a little cool today in the 40s, but that wind, man, it's going to make it feel just a little bit colder than that. So once we get through this, we've got the 60s all week next week.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice, really nice, nice. All right, I want to replay this Alec Baldwin and his wife real quick here. Okay. This has been circulating. Are you saying it's on the red carpet when they were promoting... The show, I think it was.
I know they were on the red carpet. I don't know what they were promoting.
I don't know either. Okay. But his wife comes across as, well, I won't say that word,
well,
but I will say.
You said like your wife.
I said this kind of reminds me of home, is what I said.
You said it, and you also said, this. A lot of men can relate to this, is what you said.
Well,
so you kind of stereotyped every wife as like this.
Well, my wife is in Cancun, so I'll go with that.
You said it.
All right, listen, this is Hilaria. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Do you? Hilaria?
It's Hilaria.
Hilaria.
That's a dumb name.
Hilaria.
You must watch the Baldwins.
I mean, I've dabbled a little bit.
Yeah. You've dabbled.
Man.
Right, here we go.
It's a train wreck. Come on, people.
This is his wife. Yeah. His wife is telling him, shut the hell up.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown. Crew 9, back on Earth.
Oh, my God. And that's not the only clip. There's another clip, too, that's got her doing the same thing. She's telling him to shut the heck up.
That is crazy.
When I'm talking, you're not to be talking.
Yeah. No, you're not talking. And she said it again. And then he like balls up like a little man, like a little tiny man, like a little bitty man. And he's like, sorry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. He's not like me. I'm the king of my household,
pal.
Yeah,
you're the king of the castle.
Yeah. Yeah, I run that place, man.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown. Crew 9, back on Earth.
My God.
Being bad Alec is not that big and bad, is
he?
Because we always thought he had like an anger problem.
Yes.
I wonder if he's on like something, like an anti-something.
I don't know, but that kind of explains his anger problem to me.
Maybe.
When he gets out in public, gets away from her and all those damn kids, he's an angry man.
What is that one that I talk about, Shmadil, that everybody says it starts to become addictive for all those
Xanax?
Moms? Yeah, every mom I know is on Xanax. And they're all like, oh, sorry, okay.
Go watch the video. Alec Baldwin, as Jamie said, he curls up like a baby.
He does.
He's so scared of her.
I know. He's like, oh, God.
His face is priceless.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I was going to bring something up here, but I think I'm going to wait until tomorrow. But you obviously don't know me, okay?
I don't know you?
No, you don't know me. Well, hang on to that bed before we play it, okay?
Oh,
because it's a little early, okay?
Yep.
We were just playing that audio of Alec Baldwin's wife, Malaria.
Yeah.
Malaria is all over him. I mean, she is just preaching, shut up. We don't need you in the show. I'm the real star. I mentioned to Jamie that my wife, in a couple of weeks, is going to be coming home to work from home instead of working at location. And for some strange reason, she thinks my life is going to be turned upside down. You obviously don't know that I am the king of that household. And my life will stay the same. I'll still take my naps.
No, you won't. Listen, your wife doesn't get home until 6 p.m., right? And so you are free to do whatever you... I mean, like... literally whatever you want. Run around in your underwear, eat pizza, have it coming off your face
all
and on
day
your belly.
You get the freedom.
Yeah, every day for years since he's known her until 6 p.m. And then I remember during the lockdown, you were like, you guys, let's just stay a little bit longer and maybe tape out like, you know, 8 more shows or something. And I'm like, but we're doing them live. And you're like, I don't care. I just, we got it. Let's stay here. I got to tell my wife that we have to be here till 4.
Yeah,
Jamie. That was during a pandemic. We were all thinking differently at that point, okay?
She was working.
The world was turned upside down.
She was working from home, was she not?
I'm just saying now.
Was she not? Memories?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I know what you're thinking. When you hear that malaria audio. No, it's not like that at all.
Listen,
it's not going to be like that at my house.
If I remember the pandemic, and now we have a full-time situation now. If I remember right, she was giving you lists when you got home. Of stuff to do. And you're like, I am so sick of it. I had to mop. I had to do, because she is, her mentality, which is fair.
Oh, sorry.
Her mentality is this. If I'm working, you're working. That's her mentality.
Yep. She had COVID. Okay. She wasn't thinking clearly. And I could not battle back then with a sick person. Okay.
Wait.
Now she's well, and I will fight back now.
Carson, your wife works from home.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're getting into. I'm just going to let you know right now, bro. This is on another level.
Let me ask you this, okay? Does it cause you to drink more? Because I really can't afford that.
Yeah. Well,
I can't afford to go back to that.
I'll tell you, I take less sleeps because I can see her seeping into my, like staring into my soul, just giving me dagger eyes because she's in the office and the office looks into the couch, the living room, and I'm on the couch and I can feel it.
Yeah,
because
you can't, so you can't watch TV.
No,
you,
kidding.
You know how,
horse
like,
racing.
And it's March Madness. Oh, no.
Yeah, the volume, yes. You got to watch the volume because I got to constantly, like, F1, Drive to Survive. I can't go above 15 on that because it gets way too hot.
Because that her work will hear it,
yeah.
Right?
And she's on a phone call, and she's like, hey, can you turn that down? I'm already down to 15. You want me to go to 10?
I'm not in the same prison you are.
Well, why don't you get the Bose headphones and pair it to your TV?
Oh, no. I just like, you know, when I'm eating lunch, I just got my routine.
I'm just telling you, you can pair your headphones to your TV.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Why does life have to be so miserable? Why? Why such challenges out there? You shouldn't be like this.
That's why that study came out that single people are happier than married people.
Because we got to watch the volume when we're trying to eat lunch.
I can honestly say, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but I can honestly say that in a couple of weeks, when she does work out of the house, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not. Because I'm not. I am so used to my world.
Yeah.
My space.
Yeah.
Now, Grandpa Gus is there, but he's tucked away in the basement, and I got to lock on the door. I only
tucked
let him
away.
Out when I, you know, thinking that he needs some air.
You're right.
But other than that, I don't let him out. So, but with her being right there, I mean, literally right where my TV is, her office is right next
and
to me.
And doesn't she say that you do everything way too loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like if you cook, it's too loud. Like everything you do is loud.
If I chew my food, it's too loud.
Yeah, everything
you
do
know,
is
everything
loud.
I do is too loud. Yeah. So I'm not looking forward to that. And I know a lot of people probably are in that situation where you know, maybe both people are working out of the house.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too much time together.
It is a lot.
It is a lot.
You might want to get a second job.
Work with Schmidl at the pot lab.
Hey, Schmidl.
We're hiring right now, man. I'll get you a job. Yeah, you come smash weed with me? Yeah.
Yeah. Me and you in Dab World.
It's a fun job, dude.
Lordy, let's go to Dab World.
Let's do it.
We gotta go.
Make vape cartridges?
Don't forget to fill out your brackets, folks. Woo! Tomorrow morning at 10. That's when the games begin. You guys have a wonderful day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.